Good afternoon, everybody. This is the June 7th afternoon session, the year being 2018, of course. This is the meeting of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Bish, Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly, Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. And Commissioner Fish is at a meeting, and I know he intends to join us later in the session. So first of all, I would like to, I guess we need to do our usual greetings.
Thank you, Mayor. Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so that everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to speak briefly about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless it's stated otherwise. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and you would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. We want to thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Well, very good. Thank you for that. And our first item today is item number 615. Could you please read that, Carla?
Accept the 2018 annual report on sister city activities.
Well, first of all, I'd like to welcome our international delegation from Ulsan, South Korea, and our international delegation from Kaohsiung, Taiwan. I've just come from hosting the annual Sister Cities and Royal Rosarians Rose Festival reception, where we celebrated the fantastic work that you all do to promote Portland as an international city. And it's so exciting to have you here. Portland sister city relationships connect us all at the cultural, educational, and economic level. And it makes our big planet seem much, much smaller when we share these relationships. I want to welcome the delegations that have been visiting from other sister cities, as I just mentioned, Ulsan, South Korea, and Kaohsiung, Taiwan. You're our honored guests today, and we want to thank you and welcome you to the City Council Chamber. I look forward to hearing your reports as part of the sister city annual requirements. I also want to extend my sincere appreciation for the work that our Sister City program does to strengthen cultural awareness in international relationships. It's not lost on me or my colleagues here on the City Council that this is an important time in history, and fostering those cultural and educational and economic ties is probably as important today as it has ever been. And so I want to thank all of you both individually and as part of larger delegations for your commitment to those principles. So please welcome Office of Government Relations and International Relations Associate Sydney Odell. And Sydney, you're going to introduce the speakers and manage the run of show. Is that correct? Thank you. And just for the record, folks, as you speak about, these are very sensitive microphones, so about 6 to 8 inches is fine, and then they'll adjust the volume as necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Sydney Odell, and I'm the International Relations Associate in the Office of Government Relations.
Thank you.
As part of my work, I support Portland's sister cities, a committed group of volunteers you can see behind me, who work together to put on an incredible variety of intercultural events throughout Portland that help us to better engage with our international community. Before inviting my colleagues to speak, I would like to provide some background on the Sister City program. Portland Sister Cities are a member of Sister Cities International, a nonprofit organization that was initiated by the Eisenhower administration in 1956 to foster mutual friendship and understanding internationally. True to the spirit of Sister Cities International, Portland's 9 sister cities and 1 friendship city help us to facilitate many cultural, educational, and economic exchanges. This year, we're happy to celebrate 4 Sister City anniversaries, and we've just come from the Sister City reception where we honored those guests. The Sister City Initiative has greatly enriched our local Portland community, and I urge you to work with them. Today, the leadership of Portland Sister City Associations are pleased to present their annual required reports on their efforts and activities undertaken in the 2017 calendar year. Thank you for taking the time to listen and accept this report. First up, I would like to introduce James Autry, who is the president of the Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm James Autry, president of the Sister City Association with Ashkelon, Israel. We've been around for 31 years. A small Israeli city on the Mediterranean coast. We have Israeli beer factories there. We have the largest water desalinization plant and many, many creative entrepreneurs. Ashkelon is an ancient city. It's been around for 5,000 years, and it's right there on the coast, and it's also one of the 100 resilient cities with the Rockefeller Foundation. Our city is led by Mayor Itamar Shimoni, and it's like a bedroom community for the Jews and Arabs in the Silicon Forest, where Intel has a plant, as well as Microsoft and other inventors of all the different technologies and medical breakthroughs and environmental technologies that we are part of. We are working currently with different businesses in Portland and Israel to build relationships between those companies that are not yet connected in those 3 areas of medical, electronic, and environmental. And so we're beginning to pair them up. Our role here recently is to rebuild our leadership. We're planning a tour in February of 2019. And we are currently helping all the other sister city associations with creating a website, a Facebook page, and then coordinating and hosting our annual reception and grand floral parade. So this is our new website for Portland Sister Cities Coalition. It's just a group of folks working together. We have a page there highlighting our reception, our grand floral, the relationship with the city Royal Rosarians, as well as this is our Facebook page. So it's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm Philip Potestio, and I'm president of the Portland Bologna Sister City Association. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and councilors, for inviting the Sister City Coalition to once again present this year. It's now been 15 years since the Portland Bologna Sister City Association was formed, and our formal relation with Bologna was cemented in 2004. In 2 weeks, we will be hosting a group of 16 and 17-year-olds from Bologna. Our youth exchange, now in its 11th year, uses host travel reciprocal model that has benefited almost 200 students by allowing them to share their own city and discover a wonderful new one on alternating years. Since this is reciprocal, students from both cities have the opportunity to really get to know their host guest partner and their travel companions. This program is definitely on a positive trajectory. We now receive more applicants than we can handle. We are now able to provide scholarship, financial aid, to help students with need. Many of our fundraising efforts, and particularly our annual SAGRA, a great party, by the way, are directly tied to this initiative. We have successfully instituted a documentation component to our program that has really allowed us to share in and track the impact of this experience. Last year, when our youth ambassadors returned to Portland, we were treated to films, collages, presentations, and even miniature oil paintings expressing what the trip meant to this fine group. We at Portland Bologna are blessed with a talented, diligent board of directors as volunteers with full-time jobs. This group gives all it can to our cause. Through our dedication and skill set, we get a lot done on a minimal budget and with limited members. When there is a special interest or area of expertise in a particular arena, say wine, we marshal our efforts and are quite productive. You may notice and perhaps be irked by the fact that I am once again presenting for the PBSCA. We are a bit strapped. We need board members and additional resources, particularly of the human sort, would allow us to expand our efforts and influences. I don't need to be president for life. When I think of our charge to deepen economic development with our sister city and its region, I'm a bit overwhelmed. It should not have to be generated by our borderline overworked board. I ask the city's help in direction, guidance, and resources. Inspiring trade between our cities and regions, for example, has gone greatly untapped. On our own, as it stands presently, we don't have the bandwidth to tackle these sorts of initiatives. We also appreciate, through events like today's, the opportunity for increased exposure to the city at large. Our sister city, Bologna, and its region, Emilia-Romagna, has just been named the number one destination in Europe for 2018 by the Lonely Planet Travel Guides. We are hardly surprised, but nonetheless take pride in that fact. Bologna is a marvel, beautiful, vibrant, moderately medieval, forward-thinking with its ever-apparent tradition. Our group is planning a tour of the region focusing on food and wine, along with a visit to Piedmonte in October. Go to our website for information. Thank you.
Sounds fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Yvette Flores-Schmidt, and I'm the President of the Portland-Guadalajara Sister City Association. This year, we're celebrating 35 years of friendship, and we are very happy, and we're going to honor planting a rose bed in July 6th. I hope that you can join us. Firefighter Academy, Bomberos Latinos International Academy, Portland Latino Firefighters. After over 2 years of planning between Portland Bomberos Latinos and the City of Guadalajara Fire Departments, members of the Fire and Fire and Rescue, led by PGICA board member Jose Troncoso, created a training school in Guadalajara where 40 Latin American firefighters from the U.S., Mexico, and Guatemala participated in a week-long course involving the latest equipment and the life-saving techniques. Recently, Bomberos students were also among the first responders to the September 19th Central Mexico earthquake and played an important role in the initial relief effort. Stemming from the success of the inaugural training, PGICA will meet in October 2018 with Guadalajara City officials to formalize the creation of the International Center for Training of Firefighters and Civil Protection in Guadalajara. Guadalajara Portland Sister City Association, GPSCA, board creation. In collaboration with the Director of International Relations for the City of Guadalajara, a complementary board was established last October 2017. With the goal of furthering the mission of the association and elevating the sister city collaboration. 20 new board members were selected from the Guadalajara-based board to have a persistent presence in both of the cities of Guadalajara and in Portland. The goal of our sister board will be to increase productivity and to expand our networks and resources within the city of Guadalajara. Last February, we attend the Sister City International Summit held in Guadalajara on February 15, 16, and 17. It offered the opportunity to strengthen the relationship between Mexico and the United States, as well as endorse the bonds of friendship and historically been woven between these two nations, which has been marked throughout history with a trace of migration, the bicultural and the commercial relations. The summit offered the opportunity to explore new forms of cooperation between the cities and countries to achieve specific and innovate projects that benefits our community. Also, I would like to thank Chido Del Guayle, Sydney Odell, and James Audrey for the invaluable support to our associations. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. I'm Mike Bostwick, President of the Portland Kaohsiung Sister City Association. For 2017 and 2018, we've had a very busy year, starting with having to find new locations to store our dragon boats and equipment. Well, we found one last month, but we have to pay four times what we were paying before. In February, we supported the CCBA Chinese Language School at their Chinese New Year's dinner celebration and agreed to have the CCBA administer our $1,500 scholarship again this year, which will be awarded this Sunday to a Chinese student in the area. In March, our trip to Kaohsiung with the Portland Kaohsiung Sister City Board members, the Rose Festival Queen, Michaela Chianti, and Royal Rosarian Prime Minister Adam Baker and his wife, the Selwood Jazz Band, and Cheeto De La Whale from the city of Portland. 28 delegates in all was very successful. We presenting Kaohsiung with a glass trophy and a rose planting, celebrating our 30 years of sister city relationships and friendship. Some of the delegations stayed a little longer and went to the Taiwan Bangzi Opera Company and got into the spirit and costumes. We hope to invite the company to Portland in the future. Our visit to Shuda was short this year, but exciting. As usual, 7,000 students are out greeting us as we come into the school. And during the visit, the Portland Rose Festival Association, the Royal Rosarians, and the Portland Kaohsiung Sister City Association each presented Shuda students with two $500 scholarships to help the students with their trip to Portland to enhance our Rose Festival celebration with their continued presence. The eye-dotting ceremony on March 31st went very well, and as lots of people say, we know that spring and the Rose Festival is just around the corner when they see the dragon boats on the river. We are ready for our annual Rose Festival dragon boat race this weekend, June 9th and 10th. We hope to see all of you there. And there's 101,600 individual participants with 250 volunteers. Each team has four races or more if they win. Plus, we have special events again, the Susan B. Coleman race, where cancer survivors fill the boats for their race, the Shuda High School Friendship Race, and again, we have the University Challenge, where three universities will be rowing against each other. The dragon boats are symbolic of our continued commitment to the relationship between Portland and Kaohsiung to promote the friendship through cultural exchange. We had a float in the Starlight Parade. One of our older boats is decorated with lights, and each year we choose a different team to be on the boat. We are hosting 62-person delegation from Kaohsiung. The delegation is composed from city government and students and staff from Shuda High School. We met with the mayor this morning. We walked to Pioneer Square to show them the Portland front room. And then they were at the mayor's reception. Kaohsiung delegation will be attending the Rosarian knighting ceremony tomorrow, where Director General Chin will be knighted. Saturday, members of the delegation will be in the ground floor parade with the PKSEA float and the Shuda band and dance team. Shuda High School students, again, are hosted by local families with which great cultural exchange between both. The Shuda High School and David Douglas are sister schools in our two cities. And this year, we're hoping to reinitiate a greater connection between Portland State University and the Sun Yat-sen University in Kaohsiung. We have a meeting tomorrow with the president of Portland State so that the delegation can reinitiate better communications and more exchange of students and teachers. And for the remainder of the summer, we're looking to make more contacts with local companies and connect with Kaohsiung and Taiwan. I'd also like to thank the following companies: Alaska Airlines, Daimler, 7-Eleven, Stewart Sokol Larkin, U.S. Bank, Bang Industries, Washman, Norwest Design and Construction, Banner Bank, and Precision Plumbing, and the Portland Rose Festival for supporting the Portland Kaohsiung Dragon Boat Races. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My name's Alan Ellis. I'm president of the Portland Kabato Sister City Association. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary of the partnership. Kabato's located just north of Manchurian, China. It is a city where two rivers come together. It's an inland port, a lot in common with Portland. It was begun back in the Gorbachev-Glasnost period, and some prominent Portlanders were instrumental in getting it started. PSU business professor Dr. Earl Molander, Mayor Bud Clark, Commissioner Mike Lindberg, and subsequently later down the line, Commissioner Gretchen Kifori, all of whom traveled there as goodwill ambassadors and had a great time. A delegation, sister city delegation, just came back from Khabarovsk last week. They attended the Day of the City Festival, which is the equivalent of the Rose Festival here. And one of the activities that goes on during their Rose Festival, or their Day of the City Festival, is an international children's art exhibit. And this year, Portland was represented by the artwork from fifth graders at Kelly School. These fifth graders are in the Russian language immersion program, and they did a great job. You can see a couple examples in the photos. Their teacher, Alyona Gregerson, not only got the kids motivated, but they got the families involved, the community. The theme was peace and friendship among the children of the world. Not only was the artwork sent, but also a letter of friendship. The kids felt that the key to peace and friendship internationally is kindness, and that was their theme. Alyona Gregerson, the teacher, and I will be representing Khabarovsk in the Grand Floral Parade tomorrow. Mayor Alexander Sokolov of Khabarovsk wanted to be here today with the delegation. It didn't work out. There have been some diplomatic complications, as you might imagine. But he did send a couple beautiful framed photographs, which I hope you'll find a prominent place in City Hall for. One of a park. They have beautiful parks just like Portland. And one of the Cliff Cafe, Cliff Museum, which overlooks the Amur River. He also sent a personal letter to Mayor Wheeler and to the city government, and as well as myself and the Sister City Association. And an excerpt from the one that I got says, during these 30 years of Portland Kabato Sister City Association, the Sister City Association has always played a pivotal role in the development of relations between our cities. We are particularly appreciative of the fruitful work of your members in the realization of numerous joint projects, among which are the successful initiative to enhance this region's water purification and garbage recycling systems, as well as the initiation of travel exchange programs in the areas of education and music. And that water purification program, we had the head of the Water Bureau go over there several years ago. And as a result, one of our delegates said that he could actually drink the water from the tap, which is quite an achievement. In closing, we have ongoing projects. Franklin High School is linked up with Gymnasium No. 5 in Khabarovsk. Franklin High School group going over there at the end of this month to Khabarovsk, and the Gymnasium No. 5 coming here in September. We are continuing our music exchange program. We've had a jazz blues group. We've had a rock group. And now we're sending over a bluegrass group from Portland Scratch Dog String Band. We were able to get a $15,000 grant from the State Department to send them as goodwill ambassadors. We also celebrate two national holidays that in Russia. One is the International Women's Day, which is a national, you know, they have a day off from work. It's a national holiday in the country. We celebrate it at Kachka Restaurant. We also celebrate Victory Day, defeat of Hitler, where 20 million Soviet citizens died. We had that at Fifth Avenue Cinema in coordination with PSU. And finally, in November 4th, we're going to have our 30-year anniversary gala, Bridge to Russia, at the Old Church, where Scratch Dog String Band, the Bluegrass Band, is going to be coming back and performing for us, as well as some local Russian musicians. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners, thank you so much for having me today. My name is Sarah Wright. I'm with the Portland Mutare Sister City Association. And Mutare is in Zimbabwe, which is on the southeast side of Africa. And the Portland Mutare Sister City has evolved much over the years since its inception in 1991. We are very humanitarian in nature and addressing the needs of Mutare as they are great. What started out as a response to apartheid in 1991 changed over time to address the HIV and AIDS crisis. Portland Mutare has fundraised to help build a clinic, a women's waiting shelter, and support several schools and orphans as well. Today, we still help support health and education. And we've always really been about those person-to-person connections and fostering those friendships to help support peace and growth between our two cities. This last year, our small all-volunteer group has been working on a new strategic plan and fundraising for a needs assessment in Mutare for a trip in 2019. One of our main sustainable projects are buying panels, art panels, from the Family AIDS Support Organization, or FASO. And these art panels are sewn by women affected by HIV and AIDS in Mutare. We buy those panels, we sell them here, and then we also help to invest in educational and health projects in Mutare. So this year we've displayed and sold these panels at several different places, including the African Film Festival, the Mylinda Marimba Concert, and we'll be at this year's ZimFest in Monmouth over the summer. And so we've helped support school and also this year with some needed supplies. We're also holding our annual Bull-a-thon, another fundraiser near Halloween on October 27th, and prizes will be given out for costumes, so we'd love to see all of you there to help support our causes and to help us grow. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And, just for a question, I'm interested that there's a ZimFest in Monmouth.
Yes.
Do you know what the connection with that community is?
It's through the college there, so the Western Oregon, and it's just one of the spaces that they were able to get. It was held there every year, and then it's been every other year now. So it's now being held this year.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know the dates.
My son went to Western Oregon, so it's certainly a beautiful place to have it. It's
exactly.
Just not one that I would necessarily connect with as Zimbabwe. So
yeah, I think it was just the price was good.
I'm sure it will be very enjoyable. Thank you.
市長さん、議員さん、 ポートランド 札幌姉妹都市協会の会長をしておりマイケル・ベイグンと申します。この1年間の簡単な報告をさせていただきます。
Honorable Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners, my name is Michael Bacon, and as the President of the Portland Sapporo Sister City Association, I am both honored and humbled to provide you our brief annual report. As I am sure most of you know, the sister city relationship between Sapporo, Japan, and Portland is one of the longest standing sister city relationships in the U.S., beginning in 1959 and continuing with regular, plentiful, and meaningful exchanges that have built an incredibly strong bond of friendship between our two cities. Both Portland and Sapporo share common reputations as being highly livable and vibrant cities that attract many visitors and new citizens every year. Clean water, abundant local produce and beer, a strong culinary culture, great access to the outdoors, beautiful gardens and parks, and mass transit are among the many shared aspects of our two cities resulting in this recognition. We are excited to be celebrating our 60th anniversary next year, and to that end are kicking off our celebration efforts starting this summer on Saturday, July 14th, with a Sapporo night at the beautiful Portland Japanese Garden, a treasure of Portland and the world that was inspired and built upon the developing relationship of Portland and Sapporo. This event will feature Japanese cuisine by Chef Naoko, who incorporates local ingredients here in the Northwest into traditional Japanese dishes and sake from northern Japan, selected and introduced by Sake Samurai, a title bestowed upon only 50 or so people in the world by the Japanese government, Marcus Pakizer, who is the vice president of the sake category for Young's Market Northwest here in Portland. We would be honored to have Mayor Wheeler and Portland commissioners attend this amazing event. Tickets are on sale. There is a special invitation. The new mayor of Sapporo, Mayor Akimoto, visited last year, and the vice mayor will be visiting this July to collaborate with the mayor's office, Japanese Consul General, and the PSSCA to begin preparations for 60th anniversary exchanges and celebrations We expect Mayor Akimoto to arrive in June 2019 with a large citizen and city commissioner delegation, similar to the ones we've seen from our other sister cities this year. As part of that visit, we are pleased to announce the movement and rededication of the large Japanese bell gifted to the city of Portland from Sapporo to commemorate the 30th anniversary and placed in front of the Oregon Convention Center. You can see it here in the slide. With the addition of the new convention hotel by Hyatt Regency and the renovation of the convention center, the Oregon Convention Center plans to move this important symbol of the relationship between Sapporo and Portland to the southeast corner of the convention center grounds. Initially, our board expressed concerns, but the OCC and their architecture team, in collaboration with the Japanese Gardens and our association, worked to turn this move into a great opportunity to rethink how the bell is situated, signed, and rededicated to represent the past, present, and future of our ongoing connections to our good friends across the Pacific Ocean. As you will see in this draft drawing, whoops, if you can go back, the proposal includes incorporating both totem poles from the indigenous Ainu of Hokkaido and those of our local community, trees native of Japan, and a new platform base made in the same style as the most recently completed ancient Japanese stone walls featured in the Portland Japanese Gardens, crafted by the 13th generation castle wall builders from Japan. The Oregon Convention Center and the Japanese Gardens are working to have this stonework be the demonstration site for the International Stone Artisans Conference to be held at the Oregon Convention Center next May or June.
Smart.
The bell will also become more accessible to the public to be rung on momentous occasions promoting peace. Both Sapporo and Portland recognize that investment in our youth as critical to the longevity of our relationship and, of course, the prosperity and vibrance of our cities. Over the past 7 years, we have established annual youth exchanges that leverage a partnership with the Japanese Immersion Program in Portland Public Schools to send a delegation of advanced-level speakers and writers of the Japanese language from Grant High School to Sapporo for an intensive summer institute. The themes of the Sapporo Institute Summer Institute are to be humble, to endure, and to respect. This past summer, we sent 15 students to Sapporo, and this summer we are sending 18, including my own son. In turn, each spring in March, Sapporo sends a delegation of two representatives from each of their 8 high schools to Portland to spend a week living and going to school in Portland. Meeting our mayor and commissioners is always a highlight of their visit. We also sent our 21st year snow sculpture team to Sapporo to compete in the annual Sapporo Snow Festival. Gratitude to our corporate sponsors, Columbia Sportswear and Taiheo Cement, as well as many individual sponsors. Thanks for allowing me to highlight some of the endeavors of our association as we join you in continuing to build Portland as a livable and vibrant city. I would like to recognize the incredible efforts of my fellow board members and our partners in Sapporo. The relationship thrives because of the talents, hard work, and dedication of many.
I have a question for you, and
yes.
That is, why does the bell say that it can ring without warning?
It's a very interesting question. The bells over there, we didn't know this. I didn't know this until just this last year, that there was a composer who actually put together a syncing of the three bells. So there is the ones from Taiwan, and there's the one from Korea, and the one from Japan. And supposedly those are set up in some synchronized way, and they ring, and they're automated, and it's done that way. They've recommissioned the composer to set that sequence or whatever it is to. And I honestly haven't talked to the composer, so I don't know exactly what the actual sort of nature of the composition is, but they're going to ring automatically. We, as a part of this negotiation, asked for it to be, because it was originally intended to be a bell where people, when they were feeling like they wanted to celebrate or mark a momentous occasion, or probably in terms of trying to, in sorrow or in grief, about expressing those feelings of peace or asking for peace, to make it a little more accessible. So it won't be behind two gates or two fences now, which it is right now. And as it moves, it'll be more open.
Thank you.
Does that help?
I've been wondering about that sign for decades, so thank you very much.
I didn't read, yeah. Right. There you go.
Thank you.
You
bet. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Hello. My name's Bob Fraser, president of the Portland Sister City Association. We're having a lot of fun this year celebrating our 30th anniversary. This is a pictorial presentation because my board members just love to take photos. So, but this pictorial presentation will be with words. So, Suzhou, founded in 514 BC, a little older than Portland, is known as the Venice of Asia with its beautiful canals and gardens, and only 20 minutes by high-speed train to Shanghai. One of the programs that really touched my heart was the children at Chinese Hope Charter School last year who had great fun with a contest entitled Painting Your Home and Dreaming Your Future, hosted by the Suzhou Province Jiangsu Broadcasting Company. And they actually won first, second, and third prize. And while I was in China last year, I had the opportunity to receive the award on their behalf in Nanjing. Hosford Middle School, one of nine Portland area sister city schools, takes up the entire assembly in welcoming the students from their sister city school of Lida, Suzhou. The Suzhou Urban Planning Department visited with Portland's Planning and also Restoration and Historic Preservation Department at Mayor's office this past May. This delegation to come in and go in could not exist without the support of a strong Portland International Relations office. And we wish to thank Cheeto Dillaway and Sydney O'Dell for their absolutely tremendous support. Thank you so very much. April 22 to 27, PSSCA hosted a mayoral delegation to Suzhou on the occasion of our 30th anniversary, with Mayor Wheeler and 30 delegates representing business development, culture, and trade. The trip began that week with an exhibit of 20 paintings by PSSCA board member and artist Francis Lee, depicting our beautiful Portland area of our so many natural wonders. The delegation could not visit Suzhou without visiting a number of the UNESCO World Heritage Gardens. Portland Art Museum's Brian Fariso and Mary Gray Bill came to Suzhou with us to discuss an MOU with the Suzhou Museum as a possible sister city partner. Mayor Wheeler met with Suzhou Mayor Li Yaping, reaffirming our longstanding sister relationship, honoring our 30th anniversary. Mayor Wheeler and delegation visited the Singapore Suzhou Industrial Park, a base for many international 500 Fortune companies, which was most impressive. Jeff Miller and Jeff Hammerly with Travel Portland hosted a luncheon and seminar for 40 Suzhou travel professionals on our world-class destination of Portland. Kristen Leonard, Chief Affairs Officer, represented Portland at our delegation visit with the delegation of the Port of Taishan. Lisa James with the Lansu Chinese Garden represented Portland at our visit with the Suzhou Development Company, which built our garden. Interview of Mayor Wheeler sharing with Suzhou television, print, and media that he felt very much at home in Suzhou, visiting another city with so many beautiful gardens and beautiful environment. A tree planting ceremony with both mayors honoring our 30th anniversary of the sister city. David Kojo Hakam, curriculum specialist of the Mandarin Immersion Program, and Japanese, Spanish, as well as Russian and Vietnamese. While in Suzhou, his students engage in field studies, homestays, produce bilingual videos, documentaries,
other experiences. Bob, can I stop? This was the most amazing table I've ever seen. That's water.
Wasn't that amazing?
In the middle of the table.
That was absolutely incredible.
It was the most fascinating table. And it had water, and then it had flowers sort of floating around in the middle of it. It was extraordinary. Well, sorry to interrupt, but I just had to point that out to my colleagues.
Suzhou is known as a water city.
Yes.
Our business breakfast seminar, organized by Business Oregon's global trade specialist, Sunan Setborn, and our Suzhou business partner, Catherine Zhao, with EcoKMC on Oregon's green technologies. We also wish to thank Elizabeth Edwards and Jennifer Arguzani from the mayor's office for their fine assistance on this delegation visit to Suzhou. And I must also thank Lynn McIntyre, our immediate past president, who's sitting back there somewhere. Raise your hand. Yes. Who really set this program to foot last year during our delegation visit. So this could not have happened without her help. And lastly, I invite everyone to join us and the mayor in celebration of our 30th anniversary at the Lansu Chinese Garden, Saturday evening, July 28. And thank you so much for this opportunity to present.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Jane Mock, and I'm president of the Portland Ulsan Sister City Association. Today we have five delegates from Ulsan, and they are here representing the trade and international relations, as well as the Greenery and Parks Division. Their visit here is after we've sent a delegation of five to Ulsan to celebrate their 12th annual Rose Festival, which they fashioned after us. And we went there, and we were able to be in one big row and hit a button, and we started their festival. And it was really fun. We also were able to visit their city hall, and we were able to see both of those divisions, where they work, and also meet the counterparts that we have here with Portland Parks and Recreation. While we were there, we were able to visit SK Energy, their petrochemical plant, and it's the fourth largest in the world. It was very interesting. We couldn't take any pictures. But we were very well informed about how they are doing in all of Korea, but also globally. We were able to visit the Ulsan City Museum, where the petroglyphs are replicated inside the museum. And what we are working on now is Dr. Shin, their director, is working on an MOU with Portland Art Museum for our 35th anniversary in 2020, so that a Three Kingdoms exhibit will come to Portland Art Museum for extended stay. And then our majestic Native Art exhibit can be displayed at Ulsan for their city. Today, their visit here is to really work with the Portland Parks and Recreation and their Greenery Division. We're focusing on the International Test Garden and Hoyt. And we are actually working. They brought people here that are species, tree, and flora specialists, research, and also their urban landscape specialist is with us. And they are looking for how we could get seeds from Ulsan to come so we can propagate the Korean forest collection that we've started in Hoyt. So that's one of our main things this trip. So we have a great relationship with the International Trade and Relations Division and the Greenery, and we're looking also to continue the relationship we have with the Port of Portland. We visited Dr. Kim's, Jinwon Kim's office. He calls it his Oregon cabin, and we went there with our Royal Rosarian, Kathy Fasenal, and her husband, and we were able to say thank you to him on behalf of City of Portland and Portland Ulsan Sister City Association for that relationship in Korea for our Port of Portland. So we thank you for your support of the Sister Cities Associations, and we thank you for today. It was a really good celebration. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good afternoon. My name is Rindert Schutten, and I'm the president of the Portland-Utrecht Network. Apparently, we're not family yet. We're just friends, but good friends. So the Dutch community, apart from meeting every month and having a beer, we have two yearly events. Next slide. So every year, Sinterklaas, which is actually a Turkish bishop living in Spain, he takes a boat to the Netherlands to bring presents to the Dutch children. So did you know that Sinterklaas, although he's very busy at that time of year, also comes to Portland? Well, he does, every year on December 5. The second annual event is our King's Day celebration in late April at Oaks Park. Wearing orange, eating Dutch foods, and playing traditional children's games have made Koningsdag an increasingly popular event. In fact, more and more non-Dutch people actually show up for a party as well. This April, we had over 500 people attending. So in previous years, we have focused on economic collaborations, resulting in collaborative beer brewing, always good, and import-export of locally made goods. For 2018, our focus is on cultural exchanges between the two cities. The first initiative is called, and you can see here, hout, which is the Dutch word for wood. Wood. Three Utrecht artists ship locally grown wooden blocks to three Portland artists and vice versa. Then the artists create their art, objects from these wooden blocks, and later in the year, the artworks will be shown on exhibit here, both in Portland as well as in Utrecht. Here we see, next slide, please. Yes, here we see Ellie and MC from All Our Design. This is a local Portland wooden metal design studio trying to figure out what to do with their block of wood that they just recently received from the city of Utrecht. Our biggest project, however, for the year is the what we call Bringing the Style to Portland project. The Style is a global art movement that started 100 years ago in the Netherlands, and the Utrecht artists played a key role in that. You may not know the art movement or the artists listed here, but you probably recognize the style, the imagery, the black and of the primary colors, etc. Not only will you find this art in world-renowned museums, including the Portland Art Museum, but you will find this its influence in the architecture, furniture, and fashion all over the world. Specifically, contemporary Dutch design has deep roots in this art movement, the style. So last year, the Netherlands celebrated the style with special exhibitions all over the country. Even the Keukenhof, the famous tulip garden, had a special de style flower bed, as you can see in the lower right-hand corner. So we are working closely with the Portland Art Museum, the Studio Theater at Lincoln Hall, PSU, and a local theater company called Hand to Mouth, as well as the Pacific Northwest Colors of Art, to create a series of events that share with Portland the cultural treasure of the style. For these events, we are bringing an Utrecht art historian, an amazing actress, who actually will perform a show both in English as well as in Dutch here in Portland, and a graphic artist to Portland. It's all happening mid-October, so check our website and register to stay informed. So we've been very fortunate that we have received generous grants from the city of Utrecht and the Dutch government to make this all happen. And we are currently working closely with RAAC as well for additional funding because, you know, stuff like this takes money, as you know. But yes, you can help, and we actually have a wonderful thing that you can buy, How Portland, a mason jar, but with a Mondrian top, handmade here in Portland, that you can buy if you go to our website.
Fabulous.
And if you do that, you also get one of these buttons that we'll throw that in for free for you. So you can also be in style. So finally, yes, in October, we will have cake and we will party, definitely in style. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Well, thank you, everyone, and thank you for those great presentations. Colleagues, I don't know if you have any further questions. And if not, I'll entertain a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Saltzman moves the report. Commissioner Fritz seconds the report. Carla, please call the roll.
Mm-hmm. Saltzman.
Well, thank you, as always, for bringing us the good news about what's going on in our sister cities across the globe. It's always very impressive, the work you're doing and the work going on in all of our sister cities. So very happy to be here. Hi.
You daily.
Thank you. This is always a fun day of the year when we receive your sister city's report. I may be headed to Italy this summer to visit my ancestral home. Perhaps I'll swing by Bologna. Aye.
Fritz.
This is very refreshing, especially in these times, to hear a friendship and people working together and looking to find commonalities where there are always going to be differences. I was particularly moved by the Guadalajara report and, you know, knowing how much turmoil is going on, and yet you're still working to create those friendships, and I appreciate that very much. As somebody, we don't have an English sister city, nor do I have the energy to start one. And it's interesting to know the history of some of the relationships. The oldest one is nearly as old as me. So I'll be very interested to see next year what the 60th anniversary does. But I do remember that it was Jim Francesconi who was most influential in getting the Bologna relationship going. But each one of them has special a special place in your hearts, a special place in our hearts. And I know that we have over 80 different immigrant and refugee communities here in Portland, and wouldn't it be lovely if each one of them had a sister city relationship that we can just keep growing this. So I don't know what it takes to get from Utrecht to being a friend rather than a relative, but whatever it is, I hope that it continues to happen.
Wheeler.
Well, this is always a very informative presentation, as well as just being a lot of fun. And as I said right up front, these relationships are very, very important to the city of Portland. And we appreciate all of those who are committed to maintaining these relationships, both in the cities themselves and the delegations that take the time to come here and share with us, as well as paving the way for the youth of our city to be able to exchange with the youth of our sister cities to foster understanding and appreciation for each other. I want to thank you personally for your commitment. I'd also like to thank our city staff. Sydney, thank you for helping to organize this. Cheeto, thank you for your continued leadership. And thanks to all of you who have engaged in this exercise. We're delighted to have you here at this very, very important time of year for our city. I vote aye. The report is accepted. Thank you.